after the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Cattle parasites don't break for summer, so your fight against them shouldn't either. With Safeguard feed formulations, keeping up that fight is easier than ever. Available in blocks, cubes, pellets, or free choice mineral, Safeguard feed formulations are the convenient, labor-saving way to deworm cattle on grass. Simply add it to your current feed and mineral program. No processing, no shoot, no added stress. And you can be confident cattle are getting the proper dose. Finbendazole, the active ingredient in Safeguard, stays in the parasite. So even cattle that eat small amounts of Safeguard over a few feedings will quickly build up to a dose that's lethal to the most damaging internal parasites. You know the ones, brown stomach worm, Cuperia, and Nematodirus, to name a few. Remember to consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Then visit SafeguardWorks.com and see how Safeguard from Merck Animal Health can help protect your cattle from monstrous parasites all season long.
Well, telling the story of everyday pork production is the focus of a new national pork strategy, and it couldn't have come at a better time as the industry's struggling with the impacts of COVID-19. Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of OK Pork, addressed the new strategy and how it's helping pork producers. The National Pork Board launched a new master brand strategy called Real Pork, celebrating pork and the people who bring it to the table in August. He says this is not an advertising campaign, but rather a let's tell our story.
We spent years working fundamentally under a set of ethical principles that really drive our industry. And this Real Pork strategy takes and incorporates those principles. And as we look to the future, we know consumers have a much greater interest today in where their food's coming from. The big drive behind Real Pork is to connect consumers to that information about where their bacon and their pork chops come from.
The strategy will especially help consumers understand the challenges faced by pork producers struggling with the pandemic. We've been fortunate here in Oklahoma, despite the slowdown at the plants in April and May. We've been running at near capacity that's allowed us to catch up, Lindsay said.
Nationally today, we're running at about 95% of what our capacity was at the end of last year. That's a little bit concerning still, because we've got a large number of animals coming in fourth quarter of 2020, in the first quarter of 21. There's a tremendous number of hogs coming, and we need to be able to run those plants at full capacity.
The Oklahoma pork executive said his industry, like all of agriculture, could use more government aid to handle the effects of the pandemic. Additional funding for pork producers is definitely needed, and he says we really want to thank Senator Inhofe and his staff for working on that relief act. The markets hate uncertainty, and nobody knows what tomorrow will bring in terms of getting back to school or to work, and that's the real challenge for us long term, said Lindsay. Well, Farm Aid will mark its 35th anniversary with a virtual at-home festival experience this year. Farm Aid 2020 On the Road is scheduled for Saturday, September the 26th, and they're going to have all kinds of fun performances by 20 artists. The three-hour event will be streamed at farmaid.org on Farm Aid's YouTube channel, AXS TV, and fans.com. Farm Aid's 35th anniversary comes at a time of unprecedented uncertainty. Organizers say the impacts of COVID-19 have revealed the fragility and injustice in our food system, adding that for farmers, thousands are at risk of going under. The virtual festival will showcase stories from farmers across the country who were invited to share why they farm, how they manage to stay resilient, and their vision of the future of agriculture. The goal of the virtual festival is to raise funds for and awareness of the organization and its mission, which it typically does through ticket sales to the annual in-person music and food festival. Farm Aid accepts donations year-round at farmaid.org/donate. You've got farm news on Ron.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.